I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. Thanks for being with us. So much to talk about today. Justice Kennedy is retiring. We'll look at what that has to do with the global battle over abortion rights. We've got an update on the immigrant families separated at the U.S.-Mexico border, and a look ahead to this weekend's presidential election in Mexico. We're going to begin, though, with the global surrogacy industry. One in six couples in the U.S. is affected by infertility. That's according to a recent study by the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. So this week, we've been focusing on what for many is a last and expensive resort, hiring a surrogate. It's something many celebrities have done, but what if you're not a millionaire? Reporter Allison Herrera from our Across Women's Lives desk has the story of two women and two babies and the international ties that bind them.
We were never not trying. That's right.
Never not trying to have a baby. That's Bianca Smith. She and her husband Vinny live in South Pasadena, Florida. They've been together for 8 years, and they've always wanted a baby. They tried everything to increase their chances, even things outside the bedroom.
Acupuncture, you spent thousands on acupuncture. I was saying Reiki, anything, fertility massage, fertility yoga.
Nothing worked. So they turned to science. Eventually, Vinny agreed to in vitro fertilization treatments. That means taking an egg from one of Bianca's ovaries, injecting it with sperm, and then putting it into her uterus.
I first begged Vinny, I was like, can we find the money from somewhere, loans, like, you know.
Bianca was 38 years old when she started IVF treatments.
The first one was all excitement. We didn't expect it to work. Everyone says you take a roughly three chances and then it works. And then our first one worked. So we were like, couldn't believe it. We were like, well, that's it. Our luck has changed. And then we miscarried that one. That was one of the most devastating things for me. I'm sorry.
Bianca and Vinny are not alone. Studies show that fertility for women in their mid to late 30s drops dramatically every year. And at Bianca's age, she wasn't optimistic. That's when Bianca looked at surrogacy as an option. But there was a catch.
If we don't have $100,000 to start, it's not going to happen. We can just forget it. It's starting at $100,000.
They had already spent more than $200,000 on IVF treatments. They had exhausted their savings, spent the inheritance from Vinny's grandparents, and asked for loans from their family members. They needed results, and agencies in the U.S. didn't offer that. Where could they get it? A friend had a suggestion.
Why don't you try Ukraine?
Ukraine, the Eastern European country, has become the place where international commercial surrogacy is taking off. But it's not for everyone. The conservative, predominantly Christian country only allows married heterosexual couples, like Vinny and Bianca, to hire a surrogate. And the demand is growing in Ukraine. That's because the price of surrogacy has been dropping. I'll explain why in a minute. And you could have a baby. Guaranteed.
Pay once and try as many times as you need and until you get a take-home baby.
So, in October of 2016, Bianca and Vinny went for it. They sold their home in the UK. They paid $58,000 for what's called the VIP package to one of the largest fertility clinics in Ukraine.
We have just landed in the butter, you know. So charming, so friendly, so professional.
They met with representatives from Biotexcom, Center for Human Reproduction. They chose an egg donor and a gestational surrogate. Vinny contributed his sperm. And 9 months later...
At the moment, because they're so young... Mm-hmm.
Bianca said they got incredibly lucky. These are Bianca and Vinny's twin boys. Their Ukrainian surrogate agreed to be implanted with two embryos.
She was incredible, absolutely incredible. While she's lying there, we can hear other women giving birth down the passage, screaming. She was like, pop... like, wow, you are a superwoman. Absolutely freaking amazing.
So, this is actually the clinic building, and we will go.
Tucked away in a tree-lined neighborhood about 5 miles away from the center of Kiev is a medical clinic. I'm putting the soles of my shoes into a device that suctions plastic wrap onto them to keep the germs off the clinic floors. This is the headquarters of Biotexcom. This is where Bianca's babies were created.
Here, normally, our surrogate mothers are waiting to enter into the Czech.
My tour guide is Anastasia Alexandrova, Director of International Business Development here. She shows me around the brightly lit rooms and modern clinic facilities. We see intended parents from all over the world filling out forms and signing contracts. In another building, we meet the women who are going to have those babies.
Девочки, вы не переживайте, мы никого не снимаем, мы просто рассказываем.
They sit crowded together on couches. I ask one woman why she's here.
Money. Ukraine, no money.
The money. The average wage in Ukraine is about $200 a month. That's why some argue that surrogacy is exploitation, a way for men and women with money to rent the wombs of women living in poorer countries. It used to be countries like India, Thailand, and Mexico had large surrogacy industries, but all those countries have made it illegal in recent years. That's created an opportunity for Ukraine to fill the gap in the market. And reproductive tourism is big business.
All-inclusive VIP surrogacy package is intended for the most fastidious customers. The luxurious service covers meeting at the airport and transfer by a VIP class car.
The luxury apartments and gourmet meals aside, what about the women getting paid to be surrogates?
No one is forcing no one.
For Biotech's comms, Anastasia Alexandrova, this is a business transaction.
This is what I am asked about, exploitation, et cetera, et cetera. They make their choice not to have something very basic for living, no, but to have something extra.
The company is an international multi-million dollar business. They have offices in North America, Africa, Asia, and Europe. Bianca received what she was promised. She was guaranteed babies, and she got those babies. But she wasn't thrilled with Biotech's comm. Those fancy hotels, they weren't as nice as the video portrayed. She feels they oversold in terms of quality of medical care and accommodation. Anastasia just rolls her eyes at this.
Seriously, guys, you got pregnant from the first attempt. Your kids are perfectly fine, in perfect health.
Biotech's comm has been around for nearly 10 years, guaranteeing babies. That's led to criticism about how far they will go to make fertility possible for everyone. The company's website proudly shows off a pregnant woman in her 60s.
Yes, you read about 66 years old. Yeah, those are our clients.
That 66-year-old woman had an embryo implanted and had a child. That's an extreme case. But Biotech's comm's bread and butter is providing couples like Bianca and Vinny healthy babies, worry-free. But Anastasia says the company takes care of their surrogates, too.
In this process, we always face two sides. One side is the side of intended parents. And from another side, we have responsibility in front of a surrogate mother and in front of her family.
In total, the woman who had Bianca's children walked away with $13,000. That's after having twins.
It's 600 meters. Take the exit on the right.
3 hours outside of Kiev is where Katerina lives.
Hi. Hi. Andrei.
She's 28 years old and is a slight woman, weighing maybe 100 pounds. She's got blonde streaks in her hair and immaculately done nails. Katerina is not her real name. She asked me to protect her identity because the issue of surrogacy is still a sensitive topic in the country. She is the woman who had Bianca's babies. She invites me into her new home. Her husband bought it with the money she earned as a surrogate.
Maybe let's go, I will show you my house. First and foremost, we need to change the roof because it leaks.
She says it still needs some fixing up. It has 3 rooms, a kitchen with a stove, and wood oven. It's surrounded by a large garden where she grows all her vegetables, including the delicious potatoes she serves me for lunch. Katerina has 2 daughters of her own. One is 10 and the other is 9. Her older daughter loves school and singing. The house still has no running water, but Katerina says it looks a lot better from when they first bought it. Her husband installed new windows and took out a lot of debris, including thousands of pickling jars left behind by the previous owner. Before the house, they were renting an apartment, taking care of one of her sisters, and trying to pay off some medical bills. Then a friend told Katerina about becoming a surrogate.
Він був проти, щоб піти на маму. Ну, по-перше, що в нас невелике місто, щоб ніхто...
She tells me that initially her husband was against it. He didn't want her to be a surrogate. He told her that they come from a small village and he didn't want people to see her or know about the surrogacy. But she told him she wanted to do it and that they needed the money. Katerina took the long bus ride to Biotexcom. There, she had two embryos implanted in her uterus. The doctors there assured her that she was healthy enough to carry twins.
Ну, з моїм весом, з моїм ростом, мені, ну, одне.
Katerina says she didn't have a choice, that with her height and weight, she should just get one embryo implanted. But the doctor kept telling her that she could carry two babies to term. Radmila Hiratsova is the director of medical law at Taras Shevchenko University in Kiev. She says women need to be educated about what is and what isn't allowed during the surrogacy process.
If those ladies had a chance to support their children, if they had a chance to accomplish their goals, life goals, they would probably not agree to become a surrogate.
Remember that thing about how surrogacy has gotten cheaper here? Well, that's because Ukraine has been a country in crisis for the last 4 years. In 2014, there was an uprising. The Russian-backed president, Viktor Yanukovych, was overthrown. Then came Crimea, and Russia took control of parts of eastern Ukraine. That conflict never really ended, and a casualty of this war? The economy. So now, there are more women needing money in Ukraine. More available surrogates brought the price down.
Я відповідаю, що це вибір без вибору. Якщо в нас легалізоване сурогатне материнство...
It's actually a choice without a choice. These women, they're not informed about the risks. And women in rural areas know less.
Women are exploited for their bodies as prostitutes and as surrogates. That's how feminist activist and doctor Olga Gajovich sees it.
Дати їй тільки вибір – це торгувати власним тілом.
Women are fighting hard against poverty, and they are faced with a choice of surrogacy or prostitution.
Katerina doesn't spend her time thinking about the ethics of surrogacy. She still works the overnight shift in a bakery because she wants to have a house with indoor plumbing and a larger room for her children.
Pomodoro.
Before I leave to drive back to Kiev, Katerina tells me that Biotexcom called her a few days ago. They asked her how she was feeling and if she would be interested in being a surrogate again. Katerina is experienced, young, and healthy. And clinics like Biotexcom want her. Because there are so many more Biancas and Vinnies out there who want women like Katerina to have their children. For a price. For The World, I'm Alison Herrera.
Coming up tomorrow, we look at a country once known as the womb of Asia. For over a decade, India was the place to go for international surrogacy. But the booming baby industry catering to foreigners was shut down in 2016. Now surrogacy is only available to citizens of India. And even that may be coming to an end. That's coming up tomorrow.